Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Read, read books, books. Read, read books, books.
Read, read books, books. Hold them in your hand. Well, we all know the time is fleeting. We can look at our calendars and say, wow, 2013 went by really, really, really quickly. So if you have not had time yet to plan your New Year's reading list or that moment when you can just grab a good book and get going, well, now is your chance. This morning, Hannah Moshebek joins us to present a fine list of books that will have you reading and maybe even have you up all night turning the pages and very excited about finding out how that story ends. Hannah is from the Odyssey Bookshop in South Hadley, Massachusetts. And it's a great pleasure to welcome her to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, a delight to have you with us. Always nice to find out what Odyssey is up to. And you have a great list. So where would you like to begin?
So the first book I would like to talk to you about is one of the top books we've had this year. In fact, it is the top sold book in our entire children's department for 2013. It's also a personal favorite. But, you know, most importantly, the author is local to the Pioneer Valley, which sort of gives us local booksellers bragging rights internationally,
right,
which, you know, we always love. So this is a debut picture book, which sort of has been like the American dream of picture books. The story behind it doesn't really often happen. It's a very tough world, especially in children's books. So it's really wonderful to see a book that does so well. When this book first came out in late August, it hit the shelves to almost immediately sell out of the first printing. A lot of Journey's initial success was due to the stunning book trailer that Aaron Becker, the author. He came from an animation background and skillfully brought the book to life. Honestly, when you watch this book trailer, it just goosebumps rise on your arm. It is one of the most beautiful book trailers I've ever seen. So Journey went on to do incredibly well. It reminded a lot of people of Crockett Johnson's Harold and the Purple Crayon. But instead of a toddler's basic drawings on a blank background, the illustrations hold vast complexity and vibrant colors. But what readers love about Harold and the Purple Crayon really holds true in Journey, which is the magic of imagination and having the ability to manifest your creations. Being a wordless picture book allows not only the reader to get creative with the telling of the story, but also allows children who are not yet reading to be the storytellers. The lack of words allows the powerful images to sink in and the book to be appreciated for what it really is, a piece of artwork. The story starts out in a brownish-gray city scene where our heroine is trying to find someone to play with. Both her father, mother, and sister are otherwise occupied, which is such a familiar scene for a lot of kids and also for, you know, for me when I was growing up, it's something I could remember, never getting enough attention. So not being able to tempt anyone with kites, balls, or scooters, the heroine resigns to sitting on her bed, bored and sad. That is until she notices a red marker left on her floor. In this muddy grayscale world, this bright red marker stands out, begging to be used. After drawing a door on the wall, the young girl opens it and steps through. Now, this page turn is where you absolutely lose your heart to the art of Aaron Becker. The door opens in a stunning forest scene with a river running through. Asian-inspired lanterns hang interspersed among the trees, and fairy lights cling to strings, while some just drift in the air. The rest of the story takes us on a journey through this magical place as our heroine makes use of her red marker to embark on a thrilling adventure. While I might go on and on about this book to customers, friends, and family on a regular basis, on Small Business Saturday, I felt completely justified when the president himself bought a copy of Journey at his local independent bookstore.
You know, there is a, there's a picture illustration of a castle, and it's just absolutely gorgeous. It reminds me a little bit, and I don't know if you're familiar, you may be too young, but Peter Spear?
Yes.
Who is I would believe was born in the Netherlands, but was American, and had books called Rain and Christmas, and is still with us, but is elderly and is not producing new books. But the art is very reminiscent of that. It's really gorgeous, but he used to do that too, where just the word was children's books. Mm. This is a gorgeous book, and you can see why it's getting the acclaim that it's.
Oh, absolutely. It has really taken off. It's been a wonderful journey to follow.
And he's a local guy, right?
He is, Pelham, Massachusetts.
Well, that's even better. Great. The name of the book is Journey by Aaron Becker, and it's published by Candlewick Press. And you've got autographed copies
lots
of the store?
Lots and lots of them.
Excellent. So you can pick that up, and it's a gorgeous book.
So the next book I wanted to talk about just came out just a few days ago. It's called Paul Meets Bernadette by Rosie Lamb. Now, if you fancy a bit of a giggle and some amazing illustrations with a little bit of the awe factor, this book is for you. Rosie Lamb is a first-time picture book writer and illustrator who wrote this book whilst pregnant with her first child, which is reflected in the motif of the bird's-eye view of a round fishbowl with a little fish swimming in circles, which at times can resemble an egg with a child inside. The eye-pleasing colors painted in oil saturate your soul in this book about a lonely fish named Paul who doesn't know anything of the world except swimming in circles in his little fishbowl. Paul's world changes forever the day Bernadette plops in. Bernadette opens Paul's eyes to the world outside of the fishbowl. "What's that?" asks Paul. "That's a boat," says Bernadette, though we're looking at the illustration of a banana. While Paul and Bernadette mislabel items, such as thinking eyeglasses are butterflies and a teapot is an elephant, they suddenly see a silver spoon. "A fish," Bernadette declares. The humor of the fish's ignorance, as well as their budding friendship, will have you in tears. This is the perfect book for anyone young and old. The illustrations contain enough sophistication to be loved by adults, and the silly factor will enchant any young ones around.
And the last line is beautiful, and I know you're not allowed to
give it away,
simple words, which he has something so much better to do, and that is to spend time with Bernadette.
Yeah, it's perfect a beautiful for book. Valentine's Day.
Paul Meets Bernadette. It's by Rosie Lamb, also published by Candlewick Press, and a gorgeous volume and just out. You can smell the fresh ink right on it.
Oh yeah.
All right.
So next up, this is a book by Adam Lehrhaupt. It's illustrated by Matthew Forsyth. Now, this is also a debut. In fact, there's quite a few debuts in my list this time.
More new stuff.
Yeah. It's called Warning, Do Not Open This Book. And even as I read this title, the child in me demands this book be opened, which is exactly what happens. This book is the embodiment of a reverse psychology. With warning signs and caution tape crisscrossing the cover, the message is clear. Do not open this book. So naturally, you open the book. As you read aloud the warnings, stay on this page, don't go any further, the reader becomes co-conspirator as reader and child disobey all instruction to see what comes next. Which, in a word, is monkeys. Lots and lots of monkeys. Chaos ensues, getting more and more out of control, as even the words on the page are being destroyed by what you have released, so that the only way to essentially save the world is to lure the monkeys into a trap and then shut the book. This book takes story time to the next level. By combining audience participation and an obligation to save the world, you cannot go wrong with this title. The first time I read this book at story time, there was a pause for like 2 seconds and then a raucous chorus of read it again, which is always the best thing to hear. If you want to be the cool uncle or awesome mom, buy this book. If you are despairing at the fact that your 3-year-old doesn't sit still through an entire story time, buy this book. If you're going to a birthday party and you don't know what to bring, buy this book, but make sure you open it first.
It's a lot of fun. By the way, the second book you've brought in, featuring a banana.
Also quite a banana.
Well, it's about monkeys, so sure there would be a banana. And I always appreciate books that encourage children to not do what they're told. So that's good. That's good. It's Do Not Open This Book, and it is narrated by Adam Lehrhaupt. Is that right?
Lehrhaupt. That's what
I assume. Yeah, that's what we're going to go with. Excellent. Simon & Schuster is the publisher. Excellent.
So the next book, I feel bad even talking about this book because it doesn't come out until April. But since I finished it, I can't stop talking about it, which, as I'm sure you've realized by now, is kind of a problem for me.
So this is something to put on our list for the spring.
Yeah, or pre-buy, one of those pre-buy books.
Gotcha.
So, remember when trains were magical, when you stole away in the middle of the night to travel miles and miles to go meet Santa, or you walked through the station and through walls at the 9 3/4 stop? Well, the magic of trains is back and in a whole new way. Imagine a train 2 cabins wide, 2 stories high, and 7 miles long. With cinemas, botanic gardens, theaters and restaurants, livestock cars, swimming pools, and a whole circus aboard. The train is called The Boundless. Set in early America during the building of the railroad, our young hero Will Everett sets off aboard The Boundless, the largest train to ever exist. Son to the manager of the train, Will finds himself at the end of the line, far from his father's protection, running for his life and being pursued by villainous brakemen. Will takes refuge with the Circus Dante, led by ringmaster Mr. Dorian. He soon realizes the brakeman's intentions and that it is up to him to save the train before someone gets hurt. I especially love this book because it plays out every train fantasy I might have had over the years. With hidden treasures, disappearing acts, secret compartments, booby traps, and more, The Boundless offers a tale of en route adventure in style. Strong characters accompany elaborate descriptions of what can only be described as the train to end all trains in this middle grade adventure.
It is called The Boundless. It is by Kenneth Oppel. It will it'll be out from Knopf in April, and you can add it to your list. Now, we only have about 30 seconds, so I don't know if you want to just leave it at the list or you want to quickly tell us about your final selection.
I think, I wanted to share with you an event that we have coming up.
Oh,
that's
we'll do
okay.
That. Yes. For goodness sakes, do that.
Well, I'm only just so excited because we have 2 of my favorite authors coming on my birthday, which is on January 30th.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We have Eve Ensler coming to Mount Holyoke, and this is the same night, so you have to decide which event you want to go to, and Patrick Ness, who is lives in London, but he's an American, and he's going to be doing an American tour for his first adult book in several months. So
great.
We're very excited.
So there are 2 events on the same night?
Same night. I know. I had to decide which one to go to, and it is going to be really hard.
Okay. And you can find out more by going to your website, which is odysseybks.com. You can find out the list and all of the stuff and go to our website, The Clearinghouse, which is wamc.org/roundtable. Hannah, it was a delight having you here.
You're just so delightful
to talk to and so much fun. And I hope you'll come back very soon.
I will.
A delight.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.